Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome. This is Access Astrology on Wednesday evening, starting later than usual. It's 10 o'clock in the Eastern time zone, and we're usually on at 9:30, but here we are. Myself, Mark Waltz, and...
Ann Ortley, over here on the east side of Manhattan at the Bright Red Desk. It was a little Uranian today, so we had a little Uranus moment, so we're a little late. Hey, Uranus squared Mars. We're lucky we're here at all.
Yeah, that's right.
Being a couple of Uranians. And, yeah, so Mark, what's going on? World's a wild place.
Uranus square Mars, and Uranus entering into Taurus. Everybody's excited about that. Except whoever doesn't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you know something about it, it's exciting because it hasn't happened for 34 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's how long it takes Uranus to go around the zodiac. So the last time it was entering Taurus was 84 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an interesting cycle. It's an important planet, and it's important to us right now because we need some change.
Yes, totally. And he brings change. Bidden or unbidden, he's like, okay, change is here, you know. So.
Yeah, and the next thing that we always say about Uranus is you can't predict what exactly will happen. Because whatever it is, it's what you don't expect that happens.
Right, right. It's
Uranus
true.
Uranus has that one trademarked.
Yeah, because people go, oh, Uranus, yeah. And then it's completely different than what you anticipated it being. Because he just likes to confound and, befuddle. He likes to befuddle you.
Yeah.
I remember one time, when I was a baby astrologer, one of the guy I was studying with, John Marcosella, did a reading for a friend of mine, and he said, Uranus to the sun, and it's this and this, and whatever you think it is, it's not going to be. So we kept coming up with all these things, and then we would go, it's not going to be that. It's not going to be this. It's not. And we were kind of like, we came up with, you know, because it was her ex-husband. It was whatever. And it ended up she came out as gay, right? And I was like, of course, the 2 weeks right before, it was really intense. And then she came out as gay. And I'm like, wow, Uranus. she claimed her identity on a new level. Well, she had a nervous breakdown. Then she came out as gay. So, you know. But that's okay. We got there.
It wasn't
easy.
But anyway, it happened.
Yeah. Well, she'd always thought she was, but she didn't really want to be, you know, one of those kinds of things. But then she embraced it, and now she's happily married, and everybody lived happily ever after. But it was that, wow, Uranus to the sun. Huh, right? So.
Yeah.
Yeah, she emerged.
Well, if you were born 84 years ago, you're getting your return.
Yes. And it would be like, ta-da! Yeah, and none of us have had this Uranus in Taurus. Last time it was in Taurus was 1934 to 41, the 8 years that ran then. So it's a new time for us. And, and he changes things, all things Taurian, meaning the energy that we have, the energy of how we're going to work with stuff. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's a big shift. And so when we're looking, we go, okay, what's that story and how does it play out and what's it about? And for all of us, whatever house is our Taurus house, we want to start doing things. And of course, Taurus rules jewelry and money and things of value and things that we feel we find beloved or beautiful. So he's kind of pushing on those things and encouraging us to work with them in new ways. I know in my case, I've been into wearing earrings. I was like, I think I want to wear some earrings. I'm like, earrings, huh? What's that about?
Wow.
Uranus into Taurus. I got a lot of earrings, and I guess it's time for earring time. So,
well, that's a good
how's it shown up for you?
It won't get you in too much trouble.
No, that's true. And I won't buy any more. Do what? I have a lot of old ones, so I'm going to wear the old ones. So,
yeah.
How's it showing for you?
It's not showing yet.
Okay.
I can't tell.
Okay.
But I'll let you know. Should show up somewhere.
Right. That's true.
Sometimes, it doesn't always, it's not always like falling off a cliff sometimes.
Right, right.
You don't realize until a little
until
later that, oh, that's what it was.
That's what it was. And what house is it in for you?
Actually, 11th house.
Oh, okay, so groups.
Yeah.
Okay. And are you the oldest in your family?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the older sibling house too, but there's no older sibling because you're the oldest.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens.
Right. And then we have Mars squaring Uranus.
Right.
Yeah, big stuff. All summer long, three squares.
Yeah.
First was today, then two more to come. Keeps us on our toes, makes us change. So, Mars, of course, is going retrograde. Pardon?
Nimble of foot. Be nimble of foot. Ready to jump this way, jump that way.
Right, right. And being careful when you do jump, like which way you go, you know. Because then there's a lot of freedom there, too. So.
Yeah, but it is a very tricky energy, Mars square Uranus. Things happen very quickly, unexpectedly.
Yeah.
Quicker than you can figure out. So wouldn't hurt to go over your fire drill plans, you know, just to remember where's the exit. Actually, not a bad idea. Wherever you go, kind of check out where the exit is.
Mm-hmm.
Just so Uranus square Mars doesn't give you time to do that. So you need to do the research ahead of time.
Right, right. And have
and
a plan.
As long as you know, the exit is to the left, to the right, you'll be all right. But if you don't have a clue, it's a little short on time to figure it out. That's the fun of Uranus square Mars, too.
Right, because he says, we could fly this way.
Yeah.
Or we could fly that way, right? Got a lot of energy about how to fly. It's interesting transit. And then the Mars square activates, you know, and interestingly, we had the embassy open in Israel on Israel's 70th birthday, May 14th, and Uranus hit the Israel's born at 3:47 in the afternoon in Tel Aviv, and Uranus hit the descendant. So it kind of emerged from the fourth house or from the sixth house into the seventh and said, I am here, I am here. And you go, wow, you are here. That's interesting, you know. So a lot of energy in terms of, you know, how we're seen and where we're going and what that looks like. So very positive in many ways, but also a lot about change. So, and I think really that's the point of it, you know. So if anybody has questions, feel free to give us a call. We'll be taking callers. And our number for guest call-in is 347-215-8881, 347-215-8881, and raise your hand by pressing the 1 key, and we'll come pick you up and talk to you. So, we also are having Venus change signs this week, too. So she's going into Cancer, so she's going to nice. And then we're going to have the Sun go into Gemini, so it's going to be chatty. And then we had Mars go into Aquarius, so it's getting a little bit more detached. So there's a lot of turbulence up there in the heavens when the planets change signs because we shift energy, you know. So Venus going from chatty Gemini into kind of a sensitive Cancer and Sun going into chatty Gemini from solid Taurus and Mars going from exalted Capricorn into break the rules Aquarius. We have a lot of shifting energy in terms of how we're gonna work with stuff. So
yeah,
or what we're gonna work with.
Venus into Cancer is a nice shift.
Yeah.
That should feel nice for people. So Uranus into Taurus is setting up a long-term look at what we value and how we enjoy things. But Venus going into Cancer at the same time sort of softens that willfulness of Uranus trying to usurp our energy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Venus says, I'll make it all okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to make it beautiful and nice and wonderful and delicious, and you're just going to just think it's the best thing in the whole world.
Right. So just settle back and enjoy it. That's
yeah.
Kind of
enjoy
message.
What we're giving you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we go, really? I can enjoy it? I'm supposed to enjoy it? That's what I'm supposed to do? It's like, yeah, that's what life is for.
Mm-hmm.
Really? That's
yeah.
what life is for? I never knew life was for that. You know, and Uranus gets a little bit wild. The other thing we do with Uranus is we say to it, okay, slow down a little. Slow down. Don't go so fast. And now he's in the sign of Taurus, so he's a little more deliberative. A little more.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It's easier to deal with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A little more pokey poly, yeah.
Yeah.
Where he's kind of like, okay, we don't have to go fast. We can go slow. And that'll be fun, too. And so that energy is also important to work with. So, because it's the energy of new stuff. And, of course, for 8 years, he's going to be in Taurus. You know, last time he was there was right before World War II, but it was the WPA and it was the forming of Social Security and stuff like that. So that makes me feel like maybe the tax, you know, them going after entitlements and stuff, like Social Security and stuff like that, because back then we were like, well, we want to take care of people so they're not feeling all poor and ruined and unable to be taken care of. We actually care about them, you know, so.
Right.
Or we can say, well, you know, it's been around for 84 years, so now we're going to end it. But it was the New Deal, you know. Huh?
The good news is if they do away with the New Deal, we'll pay fewer taxes. That's what I figured. If you,
say
fine,
it again.
Okay, if they do away with the New Deal stuff, then we can all pay less tax.
Oh, okay. That's good.
That's where we have to respond. Just say, okay, you don't want to be responsible for people's health, people's living, you know, Social Security sort of thing. That's fine. You, the government, doesn't have to be responsible for that, but then we're not going to pay you.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Right. We just take our money back, right?
Cut the services in half or cut the taxes in half.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I like that.
Yeah, it's only fair.
And
then
you
find other
ways
to take care of people and have health care and all that.
Right.
It doesn't have
to
be the government.
Right.
But I don't want to pay them for what they're not delivering.
Yes.
Right? That's the deal.
Right. Yeah.
So anyway, Uranus and Taurus, all those questions will come up.
Yes, because they're going to say, what's the value, what's the worth, and why is it
right.
worth that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's true.
And
that's a good point.
And a lot
point,
of the answers will come from we the people, because
yes.
Uranus, you know, Uranus was discovered at the time of the revolutions in France and the United States.
Yes.
And the formation of these revolutionary governments.
Mm-hmm.
That coincided with our first knowledge of Uranus in the sky. So,
right. So now that we know about him again, we say, okay, let's viva la revolution.
Right,
you know?
And how are we going to have a revolution in terms of our values and our money?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
okay.
That's the Taurus part of it.
Right.
Yeah.
I like that.
So,
okay. So Uranus was discovered on March 13th, 1781.
Right.
The seventh planet. Okay, that's cool. All right, so we have some callers on the line.
Oh,
and
good.
One has been holding since right at the beginning of the show. So we'll pick her up first, and then we'll do the 310 caller. We've got two on the line, so we got each of you get 7 minutes. Hi, 631, 419, you're on the air. How can we help?
Hi, Ann. Hi, Mark. It's Debbie.
Hi. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Okay, hanging in there.
Good.
Okay, I'll go quick.
Okay.
6:29:59.
Wait a minute. For whatever reason, my computer is being very weird. All right. 6:29:59. Yep.
11:10 p.m.
11:10 p.m. in Queens.
Queens, New York.
Queens, New York, right. And what's the question?
Okay. I wanted to know how this Uranus, Mars, whatever it is, it's going to hit my chart. Should I even ask that?
You should ask that, yeah. Well, you have
an Aquarius rising, Taurus moon, hello.
And it's right on your Taurus moon. It's in your moon this summer. Yeah. Well, I think that's your son figuring out what's going on with his health. Because the moon rules the fifth. Yeah, well, the moon rules the fifth, right? And so Uranus is on the moon, the 10th house of what's going on with his health. So I think we figure that out because it trines the Saturn and it's opposite the sun. So I think that's one.
Well.
And then two, Uranus to the moon is unexpected changes around your work and your daily life and your creativity. So are you feeling restless, like you want to get out and be more creative?
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
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 And, you know, my son is still working, like, with doctors and stuff like that. They're checking his heart, you know, blood work, all kind of, but he did go on the diet that you guys told him to go on.
Okay, and it helped?
The anti-inflammatory. Well, it's good. I think it would take time, you know. But he, you know, he's not... low sodium, all that. You know, he did everything that he said. And the doctors, he's just running from test to test to test. You know, no real answer yet.
Right. Well, with Uranus coming, you know, Uranus and Aries, it's funny because I've had a lot of people with eruptions in their skin and lots of fire, you know, like big pimples and big fire and stuff like that. So the Uranus is going to trine the Saturn in his sixth house of health, and that's, of course, his skin, you know, because he's your fifth house child. Count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, gets to your Saturn in the 10th, which is his sixth house. And then the moon in the top says, okay, we figured it out. So watch when Uranus gets to 158, because that should be the time we figure it out from your chart. But also for you, it's about getting, you know, it's feeling really restless because it's squaring your Mercury. It's setting off your T-square. And it's like, okay, I got to get out. I got to get out. I got to go do something. So maybe come up with some fun stuff for yourself because you've got it all over. It's on your Mercury, too. And are you getting new pets? Because Uranus to the moon is sometimes you become a mom or a pet mom.
I haven't thought about it. I mean, I have Lexi now. But you never know with me.
I know, yeah.
You know, I go into the trap, and it's like, forget about it.
Well, you know you have six planets in the sixth house, so until you have six pets, you're really not living.
Okay.
There you go.
I want you to think of yourself as Queen Elizabeth. You know how she used to have all those little corgis that followed her all around? Yeah.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to have corgis, but, you know, like, you need six dogs or six pets. It'll make you happy. So, Mark,
yeah,
what do you see?
I love animals.
Yeah, it should be a time to try some different things. You know, if you're not in the mood to have a long-term pet, see if you can borrow one from a friend or a neighbor. Somebody's going away for a few weeks. You can volunteer to walk their dog. And it should feel good. Some contact with a pet would be good.
Okay. So nothing like horrible is going to come of this?
No.
When I think of my chart, it's like, uh-oh.
Yeah, but your moon is a pretty happy moon. It's an exalted moon, you know, and it rules your sun in Cancer and your fifth house of creativity and your sixth house of pets. So, you know, it should be a nice transit because it's going to bring exciting changes or changes to those areas. But, yeah, I mean, you have Neptune opposite. So, you know, your empathy, your psychic stuff is going to get much stronger, too. But the trine to Saturn should stabilize it. So,
and it'll be good with Chris, my son?
Yeah, I think it will be. I think this is when they figure out what's going on with him. Because in your chart, his skin stuff is really showing, you know.
Really?
The inflammation. Yeah. Well, you know, all the transits. He's having Saturn on his Saturn, which is your sixth house, his sixth house, which is the body and its skin. And then it's trying to the moon. And the moon is food. Or detoxing, you know, because he's shifting his lifestyle. You know, his system's going, oh, okay, we can get rid of all this stuff. It's safe to do it now. Which I do find happens, you know, because after a while the body goes, oh, I don't have to hold on to this anymore? Okay, cool. And let me let it go, you know. So.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't think it looks
Uranus,
bad.
And
you like
Aquarius,
Uranus,
right?
Namely. Yeah, rules your rising sign.
That's right.
Buy a lottery ticket, one a day. Not, you know, nothing major. Just make sure you buy in the big pot. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, well, Uranus is to your moon. Moon rules your fifth house of luck. You're due for a change in luck, Miss Debbie.
Yeah,
oh,
it may not come through the lottery, but playing the lottery will make you aware of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just one a day. You don't have to buy a lot. Just one a day.
No, I wouldn't anyway. No.
Yeah.
Okay. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be, right?
yeah, I think it sounds like
I thought you were going to tell me, no, you're going to start wearing earrings. Because I know you're an Aquarius rising. I'm like, all right,
know,
is that all it's doing to her?
No, but you're in the second house. Yours is in the second house, so you're making money. I'm just wearing earrings.
Oh, God.
Yours is making money. Mine is taking the earrings I've already got and wearing them, you know. So.
Right.
Well, you're actually doing a lot.
Redecorating. Yeah, I've been running around.
You know.
Although today I was trying to talk and I was blah, 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 and I'm like, what? You know, but Uranus is now in Taurus, so I have to slow down and not talk so much. So that'll be my new job. Slow down. You move too fast. You got to make the morning last. I'm going to start singing Simon and Garfunkel songs. So.
Well, yeah, then that'll be a change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll sing people their readings.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
All right.
Watch her do it, too.
Yeah.
Well, we'll sing blog talk. You know, we'll go, it's Access Astrology with Mark and Ann and Heather sometimes, coming in from Montana. Rhone,
you
Montana.
Do that, and then when I hit the lottery, I'll get your equipment so you can sound even better.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. All right. All is all right?
All is right.
I'm
looking
this all over, and I'm like, oh, my God.
No,
my
it sounds like fun.
Signs.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. It is money house, so, you know, you just, you know, watch the money a little bit. But watch for it to come in. Let's have it come in rather than go out. So,
right.
Wait,
what
so save money?
Yeah, well, new
save
ways of making money.
Money,
too. Yeah, new ways of making money coming in. Yep.
Like positive?
Yeah,
yeah, positive. Mm-hmm. Unexpected.
Unexpected.
Unexpected. I've had enough of that, Mark.
Yeah. No, but if it's coming in, it doesn't matter if it's unexpected.
Okay.
As long as it arrives. All right. Big hugs. Bye.
Okay.
Okay.
Hugs back. Thank you, too.
Yep.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, hi, 310. You're on the air. How can we help?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I want to give you my son's information because I'm worried. I'm not worried about him right now, but maybe for the future regarding my plans. So he was born September 17, 2005 at 1:27 p.m. in Iowa City, Iowa.
Okay. So September 17th, 2005, 1:27 p.m. in Iowa City, Iowa.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what's your question about him?
Hmm? Well, 2 years ago, I moved to London with him, and we stayed there for a year. And then we got back here because my ex wanted him back in his life. So my son is currently, you know, spending a few days a week with him. But I got an unpaid leave from my job in London. And it's a job that I can actually live half the year here, the other half the year over there, and do the work via computer. So, and I do want to, they're right now trying to get me, you know, kind of do the paperwork to get me back to work starting in September. And I will be leaving my son for a few months in the fall and a few months in the winter with his father. I wish I knew his father's birth time. I only know his birth year and date and all that. So I'm just, you know, I'm kind of worried if it's a smart thing to do. So I don't know if you can tell from his chart that, you know, he would have mommy issues or he would, I don't know what else. I have, as a mother, I have just, you know, worries, of course.
Right. Well, he's showing as a Virgo, you know, we look at a child in the child's chart and we see what their story is. So he's a Virgo sun and a moon in Pisces. So that says mom and dad maybe split up when he was about 4 years old. Is that how old he was when you guys broke up?
Two and a half.
Okay, a little.
Yes, but 4 years old, when he was 4 years old, it was official divorce and everything.
It was official, okay. And then he has a rising sign in Sag. So part of his story, and his rising sign is 12 degrees, being born at 127. So he's like 13 now, right? He's going to be 13 this year. So, yeah, so you came back to the States, you know, because his dad wanted to see him more. And he's a Virgo child. Virgo children are mom identified. So if you leave, he'll be okay because you're very important to him, right? You're very deeply important to him as a mom. So that's okay for him, you know, if you do go. And then I think your second question, and his chart says when he's 12, 13, 13 and 4 months, 8 months rather, 13 and 8 months, that he experiences, you know, kind of a little more independence or a shift in the structure of his family yet again, which would be if you were in Europe first 6 months and then back here for 6 months. So that works, you know, time-wise. And, you know, you have, he's showing his Venus ruled, Venus in Scorpio, so he's very... he's a very clear child in terms of, you know, if you talk to him, it trines the Uranus, which makes him be pretty psychic. And, you know, he knows you care, so that's important. And it does show that part of, you know, his concern is how well his dad cares for him. So that's, you know, having a relationship with his father is pretty important for him. And from your perspective, you know, it might make sense if you could do 3 months on, 3 months off, and then you'd be gone for 3 months and then back for 3 months. You know, that would, rather than being gone six. Would it be six contiguous, or could you do 3 months?
Only 2 or 2.5 months I would leave him with his father, and then I would come back, and then a few months later I would go for another 2 months, but then in the summer I'm going to take him with me to London for the entire 3 months. So I would only be gone for probably 4 months a year. You know, without him, 4 or 5 months without him. But, you know, his father being, you know, kind of borderline narcissistic and so wrapped up, you know, in his own stuff. And he is a Sagittarius, his father. So I'm knowing that Pluto is going to be, you know, affecting his sixth house, and he's always had health issues. So I'm kind of, so that's kind of a part of my, you know, worry that if he's gonna, if I will have to run into any issues while I maybe I have to come back and have to live here the entire time because, you know, my ex would not even be able to, you know, care for him for 4 months out of the year. So that's another, of course, concern that I have because, you know, if I will try to hold on to the job I have here, but I can't hold on to it that much. So at some point, I will have to, soon enough, in a year, I will have to resign from the position here.
Right.
And it becomes very difficult for me to be able to find a job then. if I have to come back. So that's my concern. So I don't know if I should give you my information.
Well, no, I mean, from your son's chart, it's already showing that there can be a separation when he's 13 and a half. So his chart is showing it, you know, that this opportunity came up when you were about 11, and then at 13 and a half, it kind of, and if you kind of think of it as boarding school, you know, that he's kind of in boarding school, and you can always hop a plane and come home. That part shows is pretty strong. Mark, what do you see? The father is showing is a bit narcissistic, but he's a pretty smart little guy. I mean, he's not that little, but he's
being a Virgo.
Yeah.
He can see through the narcissism.
Yeah,
he'll recognize it for what it is. Just you know, the character trait that you know could be worse.
He does. Are there any areas regarding my son's life in the future or now that I have to, you know, watch out, worry about?
You know, Virgo children are very, you know, they're good kids generally. They don't break rules. He's a Sag rising. He's got Jupiter in Libra, so his friends are really important to him. You know, and he is supposed to go from. Yeah, he's an optimistic kid.
Really?
Yeah.
He'll end up being pretty cheerful about whatever happens.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
You know,
I think he reworked
his way through some of it, maybe in his late 20s. He'll have a little different look at things, but overall, he'll move through pretty cheerfully.
Yeah, he's showing that, you know, he really likes you a lot and respects you a lot. And, you know, and you obviously, you know, you're going to worry about him. So you're going to check in on him. You're going to FaceTime him. You're going to help him with his homework. And, you know, it allows him to have a different kind of relationship. Are there other people near where his dad is that he's friendly with or that he's kind of connected with?
Yes, there are, yes. I have a great support system of friends here who I consider them almost as family.
Yeah, because it's showing that he's got Uranus Moon in the third. At least through 14, 15, he's got a good group of people around him, you know, that he knows that he feels very comfortable with, including some cousins or aunts and uncles. You know, he's got a lot of energy in that house. So, and he does love traveling abroad with you. So I think that's a really good thing, because the sun rules his ninth house. But,
yeah, he'll feel at home traveling. So encourage that.
He always has been. So that's that's always been fantastic for me. He's been flying all over the place since he was
Yes.
He's very good.
Yeah.
Okay,
no, he is.
So,
he's a really good kid. And if you sent him to boarding, think of it as you're sending him to boarding school. Except you're going to boarding school. You're going overseas for work.
Yeah.
You're going to boarding school. Okay. He's not. But yeah, I think he will be very happy. I don't think, and you can always come back. And he loves you very much, so it's not like you're leaving, because you're still going to talk to him, and you're close, and he knows where you are, you know, and you have the support system. So,
Great, thank you. It's a grand trine in Earth,
so it's really good about, you know, he gets a different level of freedom with Uranus going into the fifth house of creativity, so he's going to have he'll have a good time, too. So I think it'll work out, you know, and obviously if it doesn't, you can always change it again, you know.
And is he supposed to be happier in the United States? He wasn't thrilled to be in London for a year. Is this, you know, a life in the United States, is that, you know, what is in the stars for him?
Well, ultimately, he finds things overseas. You know, he finds things in faraway places because the sun rules the ninth house. So, but he's a Sag rising, which makes him a natural traveler. Virgos need their routines. So until he gets a routine in place, It's hard. Mm-hmm. And he was at the end of his Pisces part where he maybe felt like he left all his friends behind.
Yeah.
But now he's entering Mercury. From 12 to 24, he's in Mercury. And his Mercury's in Virgo in the ninth house of travel. So I think he's going to, you know, he's going to come in more to his own from 12 to 24, where he's going to feel a little more confident and more comfortable.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's great. That's wonderful. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks
for calling.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are welcome so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and thanks to all our listeners. And tune in again next week.
And this is Ann Ortley signing off
and
from
Mark
the Bright
Wall.
Red Desk on the Upper East Side.
Okay. Take care.
Bye, everybody. Take care. Bye.